This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's the 1 o'clock hour as we move along here on the Pomp and Joe Show. Just some breaking news if you're an NBA fan. Victor Wembanyama is expected to miss the rest of the season with a blood clot in his right shoulder. This young guy who's been terrific. Jeff Hathorn, sports director, joins me here. And Jeff, I know that this is a tough day for all of us who knew Mike Lang and got to know him as a friend, as somebody who could be a confidant, who would help mentor young people. And everyone has a story about Mike Lang, and I'm sure you, like all of us, have memories that'll last forever.
Yeah, I mean, growing up, you'd hear Mike Lang. I mean, that was hockey. You didn't really associate with the players, because when I was young, until Mario came, there were a few good players.
LaRouche and Pronovo and
Greg Malone. Yeah. I mean, there were a couple that might stick out, but Mario was the guy. But you knew Mike, and when I worked in when I was in college, I worked at a TV station in Columbus, and we used to show, it was when the Pens were making their two Stanley Cup runs, and we would play highlights, you know, during the sportscast, and I was producing. So I would always run the highlights, sound up full. And all these people in Columbus would like come up or call and like, who is that guy? Because we'd play that Michael motorcycle or scratch my back with a hat. And it became like a thing. And we would keep doing it over and over. And it was kind of cool to watch people had no idea who he was. Hear this, who's this guy from Pittsburgh? Like, what's this all about? That was really cool. And then when I moved here, I got a chance to meet him. And I was never one to bug these guys because they've all got jobs to do. When you see them at the rink, they've got stuff going on. But he was always very pleasant. And it's one of those cool experiences. I'm sure you remember, like, when somebody like that calls you by name.
Oh, you know, you've done well. That's right.
Like, that's a thrill. Yeah. And I would tell you another quick story, and I shared this on the morning show. One of the photographers at the TV station I worked at, it's a Pittsburgh guy, and we would always go with Langisms or Copeisms, whichever they were. And but he got sick with brain cancer during the last Stanley Cup run. And we would send him stuff. And one of his wish was he wanted to meet Mike Lang. And Mike's got a lot going on. I mean, it was getting up to playoff time. It was in April. And Dave Metzold, who's the Dan Potash of the Blue Jackets, and Tim and I kind of helped arrange for him to meet Mike. And he came up into the booth. And Mike couldn't have been more gracious. Treated him like he was his best friend. Yeah. And took pictures and told him a story. And when he was in the hospital, he had a couple of Penguins things from that playoff run and a picture of him and Mike. and that meant so much to him. And Mike didn't have to do something like that, but he did.
Yeah.
He made it seem like it was the highlight of his day to meet this guy.
Yeah, and for that,
it was awesome.
You make somebody's day, you make somebody's life, really, when it comes right down to it. If that's his goal and he got a chance to meet somebody who he idolized all those years, Mike Lang was all about that. The Fan Twitter is brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Fan Text Line brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless they get money to you. And the Fan Hotline, which we're going to go to here in a second, Jeff, is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider over 50 years. We have a couple of people who have their own local Mike Lang stories, beginning with Ron, who joins us right now. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What's your take on Mike Lang? I know you probably have a nice memory.
This is Ron from Moondogs. And one of the things that you're not talking about is the music community in Pittsburgh is as grieved as the sports community.
We did talk about his passion for rhythm and blues earlier,
Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. I don't know if you know where the saying, "She wants to sell my monkey," comes from, but that's an old Tampa Red song. And Mike used that. Nobody knew where that came from except us blues folks. And, you know, when we did the blues festival for the food bank, it was in the middle of the season, you know, whatever. And Mike, dude, hey, Moon, when do you need me? Where do you need me? I'll be there. And, you know, you probably interviewed him about the festival. I'm not sure over the years, but he would go out of his way to be kind and nice to everybody. And the music people, we miss them as much as the sports people. Because Mike, oh, man, I remember my friend wanted to meet him, and I introduced him. That kid stood there like he just met the president for 10 minutes staring, going, oh, my God, I just met Mike Lang.
Thank you, Ron. I appreciate that because I know he was a big musical fan, and, man, you know, sometimes you forget just how important you are in these roles, you know, and if you can take time to help and just to acknowledge people, man, it's a huge thing for them.
But when Mike went out, he didn't go out to be acknowledged.
No, he didn't want
to be acknowledged. But if you acknowledged him, he would be more than gracious.
That's what I'm saying. He would not be bothered by you doing it, you know, even though he went there for his own personal reasons. But, yeah, he would do it. Real quick, one more, Jeff, before we talk about this Four Nations tonight. Paul in Bethel Park is on the line. What's up, Paul?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I had a sports bar back in the early 90s, and Mike would occasionally stop in. And one day we were talking, and I said, hey, I've got a commercial I'm going to film here tomorrow. They're going to come and record it. Any tips or anything like that? He said, what time? And I told him the time. I think it was 2 o'clock or whatever in the afternoon. He says, I'll be here. So, you know, I was so humbled, and he came in. I was just looking for just some – he said, I'll help you out. I'll do some things for you. He grabbed a microphone during this commercial, and he did the whole voiceover for it for no cost, no nothing, just a super, super guy. And it just, you know, obviously always remember that. I have it on VHS somewhere. Now I've got to convert it to a digital thing and then maybe post it somewhere. But, of course, you know how he ended it. He's there at Primetime Sports. You got to be here to believe it.
So, that's another one. Yeah.
Yeah. Just wanted to share that story with you guys. This is an awesome show. I'm really enjoying it. And thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Paul. Appreciate that. Yeah. You got to be here to believe it was another one. And so many little things. But I said, Jeff, the one thing about it, he knew when to use them. He didn't overuse them. He didn't do them just to do them. It had to have an impact.
Yeah. And it wasn't about, hey, look at me. I've got this cool saying. It was about, as you said, the flow of the game. Let's make it fun.
Yeah.
I've interacted with people. This is a cool saying. My favorite is scratch my back with a hacksaw. It's just so unique. I mean, there's so many good ones.
Oh, yeah.
But that's Slap Me Silly, Sydney, Arnold Slick from Turtle Creek.
Lord Stanley, Lord Stanley.
Get in the fast lane, Grandma. The bingo game is ready to roll.
And, of course, Elvis Has Just Left the Building was a big one for him, too. There's so many.
And I would say this, too. You know Abby Way, who used to intern with us. And when she got married, and Jim Colony was able to find Mike and get him to do an introduction at the reception. So the reception starts, and you hear, and for the first time, Mike does this introduction, and everybody's looking everywhere like, Where is Mike? And I guess he would do that for a number of people. If they would ask him, he would do their introductions at their wedding reception.
I wonder if he did cameo. He would have made a lot of money for himself, a cherry or something, because he could have got one of those things to...
He probably would have put more effort in it than, say, AB.
Exactly. Or I remember Smokey Robinson. He didn't know how to say Hanukkah. No, was it Hanukkah? What word did he mess up in? He saw the word and he couldn't say it right. He said, I forget what the, I got to look this up again, but he messed up the word. Anyway, that could happen. He called it Chinooka. I think that's what it was. Happy Chinooka. It went viral. I mean, so anyway, 412-928-937. Jeff, Mike will be remembered forever.
Yep.
His calls will live on forever, and I hope they do something very special, including a statue of him. At some point, he deserved that, and perhaps it should have already happened while you're here to enjoy it.
They already have renamed the press level for Mike Lang. They had done that prior, which is awesome. And it's been cool to hear all the stories, like some of the behind the scenes, especially with Greg Brown and his buddy Norelli.
Yeah, how about that?
That's it.
That's a pretty good one. All right, Four Nations tonight. It culminates with USA and Canada. I'm sure Mike Lang, if he had gotten a chance to call this one, would have made it pretty special too, some specially designed call. But this is going to be interesting, and the physicality we saw in the last meeting, I don't know if that's going to be the way it goes this way. And I'll say that knowing that they will finish every check, but I don't think you want to get into a situation where you're taking unnecessary penalties to put a talented team one way or the other on a power play, especially Canada. So USA has got to be careful. You could take the physicality to a point, but you can't cross the line with it.
That's a great point, because this team, Bill Guerin built this team to have an edge, to be physical. This wasn't just an all-star team. He put together a team to win with all the little pieces. You put this team on the power play. USA is the better goalie, and I don't even think that's even closely debatable.
That's a big advantage for a best of one.
Which is your best penalty killer. But, man, you don't want to test that. When you look at the talent and you got somebody quarterbacking that thing like Sid, I wonder what that's like, what it's been like for Sid, with some of the struggles that
he's got to be
he's had this year.
Element. Playing with McKinnon specifically, those Nova Scotia guys stick together, and that pass he made in the first game they played, no look behind the
back. 33 seconds in, and he already, boom.
Incredible play, but that's how fast they move the puck. That's why you don't want to do it. I said earlier that I think Austin Matthews is due for something. He hasn't done much in this tournament. Gensel has been their best player.
I was gonna say, Jake's played well.
But Austin Matthews is a guy who's a 60-goal scorer. He needs to do something in a game like this, and all it takes is one shot somewhere along the line, because it's going to be a tightly played game.
See, I look at it, I think back to the Pens' really good teams, and what did the Pens' really good teams have? They had a great third line. And, you know, Cervelli and Hagel and Marner obviously are good for Canada. But, man, Dylan Larkin, Boldy, and JT Miller. I think that's the line that could make a difference tonight. I mean, wouldn't it be cool if JT ended up scoring a game winner for Team USA in this championship? But Larkin had the game winner in the first matchup. I mean, I like that group. It goes back to the building of this team. I think that can make a difference. And obviously, Trocheck's the center of the fourth line. So, I mean, I think they can come at you at waves. Canada's top two lines are overall better, but the Kachucks bring that
the
grit.
Stuff.
And you got Eichel in the middle of that line.
That's right. McAvoy's out. That's a bad loss because he was really
loss.
Ramping up.
And Makar is back.
Yes,
that's a bad trade for the U.S. in this matchup. And you know, they're going to be fired up about that. Were they caught off guard maybe a little in that first game? But USA, I just thought, played outstanding. And here's the other thing. You don't want to spot Canada a lead.
No.
Because that's going to be – because then if you start taking chances against this Canadian team, you could find yourself in real trouble.
That's why I think it'll take some time before we get a flow here. I think it's going to be sort of a feel it out first period, see where we are. You get a break, take advantage of it, but don't give up one the other way.
I wish Quinn Hughes was playing.
I know. I don't understand that situation.
Well, they didn't know his injury, so they didn't put him on the initial roster, so they had to have a number of guys that weren't available in order to add him to the roster. And they weren't able to do that as much as
he should have been.
There were jokes that like people like I saw a lot of memes of people like hitting Sanderson so Jake Sanderson wouldn't play and you could put Hughes in for him. But listen, those guys, they got picked to the roster. They want to play. It's USA sure. Canada for the championship. You can't blame them, even if presented with the, hey, why don't you sit this one out so we can get Quinn in? I mean, these guys want an opportunity.
So I don't know what the face value on some of these tickets is tonight at TD Garden, but I've seen tickets sell for $23.50 on
I heard
other
they
markets.
Were Super Bowl level.
Yeah, well, Super Bowl this year, the face on some of them were over $4,000. And so you would get it for $6,000 or $7,000. I don't know about you. I love this kind of stuff, and I want to be there. It would have been great, but I don't know if I'm going to spend $4,000 on a ticket.
I hope they don't boo the Canadian anthem, but it's Boston.
Well, they will.
And they're passionate. And they would have happened here. I'm not just blaming Boston.
Yeah, that stuff, I wish we didn't see that, to be honest. I know what's going on, but I mean,
right.
It's not – this is supposed to be
that's
above
why
that.
I want Russia in this tournament next time.
They should have been. They should have been.
I mean,
absolutely.
How about the Czech? Let's put the politics at the door.
Players are terrific, too.
Yeah.
You know, you have to make it a bigger – and I think they will. This was just an opportunity to do something other than all-star games, which have fallen flat.
Right. It's Olympics next year. Then it's a year off, and then it's the World Cup. So I don't know if they're going to – hopefully they don't go back to an all-star game in between.
No.
They continue with this.
I agree. I don't think they need that one. So we're talking also about I know the Steelers stuff coming up, and I saw you had a report on Chubb, Mr. Chubb, which I know Mike well enough to know that he really respects Mr. Chubb. Yeah. But the question is, and there are a lot of – you look at free agent running backs, I think Najee Harris is probably at the top of the list in terms of people who are available – if you want to pay the price for him, whatever that price may be. But Chubb is coming back from that injury. I'm still not sure where he is. But, man, if he's anywhere near his, you know, 100%, that dude can still do it.
Yeah, I mean, the medicals are huge. And let me clarify what I reported, just that there is interest within the Steelers organization. That doesn't mean he is signing. That doesn't mean he's there right now. That doesn't mean that's his top choice. There's interest in the
Which
Steelers
organization.
Which means
they're talking about options.
Right.
That's all.
And he is an option. He is someone that they're interested in. Now, he has said that he wants to stay in Cleveland. I know salary cap is a concern with the Browns. The medical is huge. The number of tests they would want to put him through. But he had two touchdowns against the Steelers. I mean, he returned, I think it was October 20th. He didn't carry a lot of times. I think his most was... maybe had 20 carries by the end of the year, but the average wasn't huge. It didn't seem to have that burst, but you don't know. I mean, people gave up on Derrick Henry and said he was done. I would say this, if the medicals are pure, there's going to be a lot of teams interested. Buffalo's going to be interested. Chicago will be interested. Dallas will be interested. So it doesn't mean it's a slam dunk that his only option. It's just... why would you not look at somebody like that? That's the other part of this.
Right. No, I think they have to do their due diligence here on all aspects of what they do. And, of course, the quarterback gets all the play. But, honestly...
And, Bob, I don't know what you think about Najee. Najee was there. His greatest ability was his availability. He was steady. He rarely turned it over. But he's not a difference maker.
You need a guy who can break away at some point, too.
He's not a game changer.
It's all. I thought he and Warren complemented each other very well, and that Warren could do that. He was more the between tackles guy, punish you a little bit, angry runs. There's a place in the game for that for sure, especially if you want to play that way. And we've seen teams that win have good run games.
You want to spend $6, $7, $8, $9 million on somebody like that when you could get somebody that's, I think, fairly akin to what Najee does for a quarter of the price?
Yeah, well,
and use that money on a receiver or some other area.
The cap's going up pretty bit significantly, so they're going to have some money to play with here. And I wonder what that means in terms of money and where it goes.
Well, what does it mean for salaries too? Because obviously that happens for everybody. So does this mean that these guys in free agency, like
they're going to make out big,
right? Or Micah Parsons, who's going into his last year in Dallas, like what's that contract going to look like? And then if Parsons signs first, then what does that mean that TJ is going to want? That's because TJ is going to be a part of it's basically his free agent year because they're going to sign him this offseason. What is that number going to be? How much is it going to impact this year? And there's a number of questions, even with the cap room. And I think I've seen anywhere from sixth to ninth most cap room. And they still have a couple of guys they could get rid of and create even more. But they have some needs. Quarterback and receivers aren't cheap.
No, and they need both, quite frankly. Unless they decide that Justin Fields is going to be our dude and we're going to pay him whatever for, and we'll see. And if we can elevate him to where he potentially could go, that's good for them. And if not, then they can redraft it next year or do something else. So
yeah, they'll add more than Skylar Thompson to that quarterback room.
Yeah, I certainly hope so. Yeah.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Ah, can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you are interested in the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center, listen to this. You call now to win 4 tickets to the Pittsburgh Home and Garden Show at the Convention Center from March 7th through the 16th. So make sure you do that. Also want to remind you that we are here talking about the late Mike Lang, and Jeff Hathorn joins me. Now I have even more bad news, because someone that you knew and was a central part of our station at KDKA has also passed away. I'm talking about John Burnett, who spent many years on Pittsburgh Today when Patrice King Brown was the host of it. And he was on that show, a dynamic personality, did weather. He has been really struggling of late, and sadly today was the last day he was surrounded by his family and friend, you know, as he took his last breath. And it's sad for me, because one of the most dynamic personalities, always had love for coming into work and never seemed to have a bad day, smiling, and you know, and here it is, and now he's gone as well. So rest in peace, John Burnett, one of the best people I knew in the television business.
And it relates to sports, because he was a football player at Tennessee.
And that's part of the problem here. He's had, you know, I think they were looking at possibilities that there was dementia or whatever. I think he's become a CTE person. And I know that Christine Sorensen of our station did a nice sit down with him a while ago when he was still able to do it. And he knows that that's the more likely outcome here. And of course, you don't know that until now after his death. And I guess they'll find out. But he's going to try to help by doing this. But man, it's just so sad to see people suffer. And I know Mike Lang suffered at the end, and I know he suffered at the end. So at least there's no more pain.
Well, not not to be too inside, but when KDK used to be downtown, we were on the second floor. You guys were mostly the first floor. But in your big studio, they broke the layer between the first and second floor because you need all that room for the lighting, whatever.
Right.
But the door to the studio, you could climb up a ladder from your studio and go in this back door into ours. And Burnett would do that. He'd get like a break from weather. He'd climb up there. He'd wait till our guy was in a break, John Cigna, and he would climb under the desk. And then as Cigna came back down, he would jump out and scare the... And our program director used to get so mad. He's like, listen, I've got this overweight host. Quit scaring him. Quit getting the ticker going because I need to have him around. And John was just full of life. He was a jokester, prankster, but it was all in good fun. Like, he never took himself or anything really too seriously.
No. He was always a big football fan. In fact, we would throw the football around in the newsroom a couple of times to the point where we were both pretty competitive. And we end up hitting Brenda Waters in the head with an errant pass. It was my errant pass. He tried to make a catch, dove into her, a ball hit her head, and then she came after me, and I ran. I got Brenda mad.
I'm telling you what, like, she'd be up there with any of the middle linebackers you've ever seen play.
She got pretty, and she had every reason to be. We were throwing it too much, and then we got reprimanded for doing that. But, you know, John was as versatile as they came. You know, he wasn't really a weatherman, but when he needed to do it, he did it. He was, again, one of these kind of people that was just a natural, authentic, personable guy whose personality sold whatever he was doing. So, rest in peace, John. I know that so many people will be thinking about you as well. Not a good 2 days, but, you know, life goes on. What are you going to do? And I'm sure we'll have more information on services for John Burnett as we move forward. In the meantime, what are the Penguins going to do now that the season will start back? They got the Washington Capitals here this weekend, right?
You got to think Sid's going to miss at least one of those games, right?
I mean, you would think.
He's been playing in this tournament. They're going to have what we all expect to be a physical game tonight. So I don't know exactly what the plan is. Penn's called off practice today just to get a little bit of a break. But, you know, they've been playing decent hockey going in, but here they go in. If you believe that they have any chance, which is a long shot, they've got 25 games left. Like, they got to come out red hot because you've got Washington and the Rangers back-to-back Saturday and Sunday. And those are two must wins. If you believe that this team can play the type of style enough. Here's one thing to me. If you're a younger player, and maybe you're one of those that hasn't quite bought in all the time to what Sullivan's selling, if they win this championship, or maybe even if they don't, does this prove that Sullivan, like, knows what he's talking about? And, like, hey, look, USA played this way under Sullivan's system with Sullivan as the head coach. Does that impact this group at all? I don't know. I just think overall they've got too many teams to climb.
And you're exactly right. And that's the difference. It may not be a point differential. It's the number of teams you have to overcome, and they are not going to be bad at the same time. They're going to win their share of games, which forces you to win 80% of your games. And that's hard to do. But with respect to Mike Sullivan, this roster is not like this one here in Pittsburgh. And he has guys who can play that physical style that maybe he doesn't play here because he doesn't have those components here. But, you know, the way he's coaching this unit, I think, is a good sign. And hopefully, you know, with more talent, younger talent coming from Wilkes-Barre-Scranton over the next couple of years and adding more through trades or whatever, they can turn this thing around.
Malkin's back. Rust is going to play after he missed the last game before the break.
I thought he should have been on the team, by the way. Didn't you?
I thought there was a spot for him on that fourth line.
Absolutely.
Instead of Kreider.
Absolutely.
Especially with his...
Either him or a guy like
Sullivan.
Cole Caulfield, the guy from Montreal. He's an American. He would have loved to play at the Bell Center, you know, in one of those interesting
moments.
I think
Rust is one of those perfect fourth line, these type of matchup games. Because he's got skill... But he also can do all the little things that you need someone like that to do. And you know, well, I don't want to say this that more than anybody, but Rust is one of those guys that would be geeked up for this chance to play in this type of matchup tonight.
Yeah, and he's the kind of guy on a fourth line. He can come away with a shot that's going to be – all those guys can, but I thought he was having a better year than Chris Kreider.
And as much as I think the Steelers in 2025 need to find a quarterback or figure out the quarterback situation as priority one – I would say in these last 25 games, like, give Blomqvist a good run of them. Let's see what he could do. Let's see if you can go into next season feeling good about his chances to at least compete to be your number one goalie, and give him the shot. I love Ndulkovich, and he's a really good guy, and he's played some good games. But I want to see Joel in there, and let's see what he can do.
I do too, but I have a feeling Mike Sullivan won't do that to start. I think he's going to go into Ndulkovich and see how this goes. And if he can make some sort of indentation into these wild card standings, then he may continue. If not, that's probably when he'll do it. But, boy, there's a lot of pressure on them. They got to dig out from just some bad losses along the way that have made it impossible for a team. And this would be tough, 3 straight years without a playoff. Their team needs revenue
financially
from playoff games.
No,
they
it is very rough.
Every year.
It's like they budget for a round of the playoffs, and barring a – well, it would be a miracle for them to make the playoffs at this point.
Yeah, it would be, because they have to overcome so much. But you never know how to – I'm surprised, I don't know about you, that Washington is where they are. Like, I thought they very much were similar to the Penguins, an older team. Ovechkin's just trying to get to the Gretzky thing, whatever the case may be. But they've been far better, and they got – a tremendous goaltender in a trade from Las Vegas. And, man, they have – and I think they locked him up not too long ago for a 6-year deal. And they have some young guys contributing. It's a good team.
They went to a youth movement. And they've been able to marry it. They've been able to marry it. I mean, that if you want a best-case scenario for the Penguins, it's that somehow they're able to make that happen. To be within the span of Crosby still being a Penguin, that they could have this type of enough youth to be able to make this type of
right.
And I don't think that the vision is great, but still, I mean, Washington's on top of it, and they're finding ways, and they're doing that. They've made that transition. Good for them. I mean, they've struggled a little bit over the last couple of years, but they pointed themselves in a direction. And now they find themselves as one of the favorites in the East.
Yeah, you have to be considered that. And again, Logan Thompson and goal has been really good for them. And it starts there. It starts with goaltending. And I think your point is well taken. If they're going to turn this thing around, they need to find goaltending answers. So do you anticipate at all Tristan Jarry returning here at any point?
Not unless there's an injury.
So then you would expect a buyout?
I would guess. Maybe someone's really desperate for a goalie. And you would take some of that salary.
Some of the money, yeah.
But just to get it off the books and kind of start anew. I mean, I still think there's a possibility of that. I mean, we haven't hit the trade deadline in the NHL yet. So I don't think that anybody would say, "Ooh, I need Tristan Jarry for my playoff team." But maybe it's the offseason. Maybe there's some move that is made.
Now, before we go, we should talk a little bit about the Pirates.
Saturday, first game,
and that's why I wanted to talk about it. So the expectations are not high right now. Their payroll is not anywhere near what it should be, and it's certainly below last year. I'm still disappointed by that. I thought this would be the time and the season where they would dump money into, and I say that not throwing away money. I mean that in the sense that make a whole bunch of money allocated so that you can bring in guys, and they waited too long, and now I don't think there's anything out there that they can do. So as this team sits here right now with what you know of it, what are your expectations?
Low.
Last place again?
Probably.
With all this pitching talent, that's a frustrating thing.
I don't think the Brewers will be as good, but I don't think they're going to backslide that much. I think the Cubs are a little bit better. I think the Reds are better.
Better.
Especially with their manager.
I would pick them to win the division, actually.
Especially with their manager.
Terry Francona.
Yeah. I think St. Louis will improve. Just maybe I'm blindly saying that because St. Louis has been so good over the years that you just think they're going to rise.
Mm-hmm.
Where are they going to get offense? I mean, you like their starting pitching. There's still some questions in their bullpen. And what did they spend it on? Tommy Pham and Adam Frazier and a lefty who was released 3 times?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I mean, that's the...
In fact, the biggest signing they made was to Andrew McCutchen, right?
But
money-wise, it was McCutchen.
Yes.
And that, I mean, all due respect to Andrew McCutchen, if he's your top free agent signing, then, man, you're not doing a pretty good job there.
I mean, maybe Jack Sawinski ends up, being some type of player for them, although it looks like their outfield is set now with Brian Reynolds in right and Pham in left. Maybe Nick Gonzalez hits to some – I mean, we saw him hit in pressure situations. He was good in that last year. Maybe he takes a step. Maybe now is when Cabrian Hayes is the guy he was for 2 months of the 2023 season. Maybe Joey Bart continues this dramatic turnaround that we saw last year, and Andy Rodriguez provides a bat, and O'Neill Cruz reaches that potential that everybody's excited about, and IKF is this great clubhouse leader.
There are a lot of ifs there.
I mean, right. I mean, it's I've heard many coaches use this phrase, but you know, hope isn't a plan. There's a lot of hope with the Pirates.
Right. But you can't expect it all to happen. There are too many ifs you just described there. One guy that you haven't said is Henry Davis, and I'm still disappointed that it seems like he is just out there and there's no chance that he's going to be a part of this. Where would it be?
I would hope that he would have the opportunity to win himself. Like, if he would have a great spring and really show that he could play, that maybe it's Andy that goes down to AAA and the alternate at catcher is Henry and Bart. Or if Bart gets, I mean, things are going to happen over the course of a season.
Sure.
The thing with Henry is it just seems like there's no other position he could play. Right field didn't work. They're not working him at first base at all, even though they have an opening there right now.
Right.
DH would be the other one, but that's McCutcheon's because he's not playing anywhere else but DH.
Yeah, but I would think that at some point, if Davis's bat comes to life in spring training, that they would take some of those at-bats away from McCutcheon and give them to him. If you got to get something out of this guy here sooner than later or at all, ever.
I mean,
Number one overall pick, you got to give him as many chances as you can. I got to believe that, don't you?
But they're not going to disrespect McCutcheon and not give him opportunities to go out there. I understand what you're saying, but I'm just telling you, they're not going to disrespect McCutcheon, and there's nowhere else for him to play.
I don't think it's a disrespect issue. It's we're trying to figure out the best guys who can make us better quicker.
I agree with you. The best person should win, but it's not a competition.
Andrew McCutcheon would understand that. If he's flat to start and Henry Davis has a killer spring and gets in and all of a sudden it changes, good, and he should know that.
Isn't McCutcheon typically a slow starter as well? So
yes.
I mean, but that's the if. I don't mind, like, putting in guys instead of Henry. Make Henry prove it. Don't give him a chance. Make him earn a chance. Now, he put together some good at-bats in AAA. Maybe that will translate. But your point is valid. What did they do in the offseason to take themselves to the next level? They didn't do anything. It's all going to have to be internal, and it's not like you're sitting there looking at their AAA prospect list other than Bubba Chandler and then some what-ifs.
Or maybe
Malcolm
that's the route
Nunez,
to go. Maybe you start trading some of those guys who you have earmarked for a place up here.
I mean, they got to do something. Maybe I would say this. They have a chance to redeem themselves if at the trade deadline they're in it, they decide to get aggressive then. Do they then go and say, okay, now we're going to use these prospects as chips. We're going to make ourselves better. We're going to have ourselves a run. And the other thing is, for all the positives, I think I feel good in saying Paul Skenes is going to be what people expect.
Cy Young Award winner?
But what's Jared Jones? What's Mitch Keller? What's Brady? What's Bailey Falter?
I think they're rotated.
Oviedo may not be ready.
Yeah, but you have other guys down there. I think that's going to be their strength, and that's a big strength. Normally, they tell you, starting pitching, that's what wins.
But can they? I mean,
you can win.
They need to be like a
Because you're
strength.
Not going to score a lot, so they're going to be close games until the end. You're going to have to come up with
That's exactly right. I mean, who's going to give you big at-bats? Reynolds will.
Hopefully Cruz will.
Maybe Cruz. I mean, Bart showed it a little bit, but are you going to count on him?
Yeah.
Like, what in that lineup scares an opposing pitcher?
Sorry for the cough fest I just went through here, and thank you
it's
for
right.
filling in the time. I don't know. I drank some cranberry tea, and it's affecting my throat. Anyway, Jeff, thanks as always.
It was
Appreciate
fun
it.
Listening to the show before I came on. And just hearing some of the stories about Mike.
Great
Lyon,
stories about Mike.
And
Lyon.
that he will live on.
Absolutely. And even more so, people will know those sayings. They'll talk about those sayings. They'll double down on. And so generations to come will know about Mike.
And a quick plug, the PM team's going to have Doc Emmerich on.
And Edzo.
Edzo's going to come on. I think they're working on Ron Francis coming
that'd be
on.
Awesome, yeah.
So a lot more about Mike Lyon coming up.
And well deserved. Mike Lyon was an institution, an iconic figure. And may he rest in peace. And as I said earlier, same is true now for a guy that I just really idolized at our station, John Burnett, who passed away today as well. So this is a tough day, and appreciate your time, Jeff.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, that's going to do it for us. I want to remind you about the 50-minute mark, which is coming up. It's brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. And What's Cooking is brought to you by your local Geico rep, Mr. Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
And by Awaken Weight Loss, visit them at awakenweightloss.com. Austin, thank you very much. Job well done today. Tomorrow we'll do it again, and we have a lot to talk about tomorrow. But Four Nations, the final game, that'll dominate the conversation.
Always good to be with you, Bob. Wish you
all right. Joe is off again tomorrow. I'll be with you. Tune in starting at 10. Coming up, it's the PM team, and they'll have a lot to get into. Thank you for joining us here on the Pomp and Joe Show on a Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow right here at 10.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.